Endangered orcas are an icon of the Pacific Northwest, no doubt. Another piece of Northwest heritage is salmon fishing, and there's a chance future fishing trips on the ocean could be curtailed to leave more food for the killer whales. Regulators are preparing to reassess the fishing harvest while a federal lawsuit seeks to maintain pressure for more action to save orcas. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports on how this plays in a major charter fishing harbor, Westport, Washington.
A good time to drop by the Westport Marina is between about 2 and 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You get to see the sport fishing fleet return, and maybe you'll hear a fish story or two.
Man, as soon as things just start ripping out a bunch of line, man, I knew I had a big one in. You know, so
tangled into like four different lines, and so they had to cut some lines to help get it in. It was outstanding.
Roy Hatton and Dave Wessel of Port Orchard, Washington, booked a day trip aboard the charter boat Hula Girl.
Thanks, guys. See you next year.
Veteran Captain Steve Westrick gives each client a bulging bag of fillets before turning to ruminate about the ups and downs of the fishing industry.
The Hula Girl's been in my family. My dad kind of started it in about 1962.
Westrick is passing on the heritage. His son and daughter crewed on the boat as teenagers, and the son is now a licensed captain himself.
So I'm waiting for him to boot me off.
You also have to do this 7 days a week.
The Westricks are looking forward to a busy summer of salmon fishing in the ocean now that the 2019 season has been approved. But on the horizon, there's uncertainty. Uncertainty introduced by the plight of the critically endangered Northwest killer whales.
I'd be a fool to say I wasn't concerned. We're definitely concerned and aware of the issue.
Federal fishery managers and the agency overseeing orca recovery agreed this month to reassess West Coast fishing quotas for next year and beyond. The object is to make sure endangered orcas have enough king salmon to eat, their preferred food. At this point, no one knows if the reassessment will trigger stricter catch limits or cutbacks in times and places for ocean fishing.
If a fishery reduction is what we need, well, we've had that, you know, and we've had that for a long time. And
Jonathan Sawin leads the Westport Charter Boat Association, as well as running his own boat. There were about 240 boats in the Westport charter fleet in the heyday of salmon fishing of the 1970s and early 80s. Now there are 21. To the south, the Ilwaco, Washington, and Warrenton, Oregon charter fleets are also shadows of their former selves.
You know, fisheries have taken a big cut in the last 30 to 40 years. It's just vastly different than it used to be. There's other things that can be as helpful or more helpful that wouldn't have a negative effect on Westport and Ilwaco and so on.
A solution the fishing industry and Northwest tribes support is higher hatchery production of king or Chinook salmon to put more fish in the ocean for all. The Washington legislature seems willing to fund that. City of Westport Public Works Director Kevin Goodrich says a long salmon season is tremendously important to the well-being of coastal ports such as his small town.
You know, while we're really nowhere we used to be, it's still a vital part of our economy and a vital part of the tourist industry we have. So
Goodrich says he doesn't think anyone who fishes for a living wants to see the orcas suffer. A pair of environmental groups is keeping the heat on federal fishery and orca managers through a pending lawsuit. Attorney Julie Teal Simmons of the Center for Biological Diversity says the endangered orcas definitely need more to eat.
Our intention certainly is not to impact the fishing industry, but we have to recognize that not just industry, but also these wild animals rely on these stocks for their survival. And if we lose the orcas, what does it say about how we're managing our environment and what our future is?
The legal complaint Simmons helped write says the endangered southern resident killer whales spend more than half the year hunting for food offshore, off the West Coast, even though many people think of them as Puget Sound orcas. I'm Tom Bonsi in Westport, Washington.